Joyful blessings. This is Caitlin Castell with a look at week 4 of the April 2015 celestial timings. And this week, April 23rd, we're going to begin looking at the Saturn retrograde coming back into alignment with a star called Teshuva. And this will be exact on May 6th. But we're really feeling the impact and the effect of Saturn being here at this time. And the ancients often saw that when planets were with specific stars, that it was time to really tune in and have a deeper understanding and connection, and they would note what was going on in the world around them and so on. Now, so sometimes this was a star that was seen as good luck and propitious and successful from the Vedic traditions, the Hindus. They saw that this star was in something they called the 15th nakshatra. And they had 28 nakshatras that represent the 28 places that the moon could be over its cycle. And so they were called moon mansions. Nakshatra means moon mansion, ultimately. And this particular moon mansion was connected to the goddess of good luck. And yet, in other perceptions of this star, they would say that they had it had more of a doubtful and not such a great Saturn characteristics, actually. And when I saw that, I was like, oh, Saturn's here with a star that has been considered to have Saturn characteristics. So perhaps Saturn has returned home to be with a star, be in the part of the sky that is connected to something that really feels at home for Saturn. So that would be one way to look at it. But we can think into this, or we can feel into this, we can journey into this, we can connect with Saturn, because Saturn's so easy to find now. And of course, then the moon will be also there once a month and helps us to see where Saturn and these stars are. So there's actually three stars in the head of the scorpion, and Teshuva is the one that marks the eye. I think it's the center star. So it's kind of cool to tune into that and just be aware of that and have our attention there as we're learning to redevelop our relationship, a more direct relationship with the stars, because they have a lot of light and information to share with us when we're open to receive that. We're going to also have the first quarter moon on April 25th. And it's going to be in Leo. The very, half full moon will be very much aligned with Jupiter. And what's interesting about that is Jupiter's about expansion. And at the first quarter moon, the moon is continuing to grow in light. So there's a lot of expansive energy that's connected to this and comes back around to this idea of self-love. And perhaps you may remember that I spoke about this I think in the March timings, that when we are practicing self-love, and one way to do that is, of course, to make a list of things you really love about yourself. And if you have trouble doing that, maybe you can get a friend to help you, and you can do that for each other. But it's a way of expanding our ability to see ourselves from a more loving place. And I love this quote from this book, The Legend of Altazar, that I read back in the late 1980s. And it, along with Lynn Andrews' book, Medicine Woman, were very impactful for me, because I, at the time, was in a very difficult situation, not a very happy marriage. I was really feeling challenged. I had three small children. I guess my twins would have been 2, and my oldest would have been 5, or was ready to turn 5. He was probably 4. Anyway, when I had a chance to read this, so I was a pretty busy mom, and reading these two books was part of what helped me to decide that I wanted to live a more magical life. And of course, making that decision caused the life I was living to disintegrate and disappear. And that needed to happen in order for me to get to a more magical life. And that's exactly what happened. But I just want to share, I just want to speak into and say out loud this quote that I shared in the written version of the timings, because it feels so connected to this first quarter moon in Leo. So, a mighty transformation is unfolding. The spiral is turning. Are you ready to serve the call of your true self? Remember, dear ones, to lovingly accept yourselves, to end your denials, to merge into the highest octave of yourselves possible. Then simply be. Your bright shining spirits shall be as glowing beacons of light upon this reborn sphere, illuminating all with deep joy and profound peace. And that to me feels like a Leo mission, a Leo purpose, a great purpose, to be that bright shining light, to be that glowing beacon of light, to be fully expressed essence of the divine. And that's really the opportunity we have to step into that more as we have Jupiter in Leo, and then of course the moon with the first quarter moon with Jupiter in Leo. It won't exactly pass until the next day, early in the day, so it won't be visible, but it'll be pretty close on the night of the 26th, and then, or the 25th, and then the 26th, it'll look pretty close, and then on the 27th, it's going to be with Regulus, the heart star of the lion. So this is another, you know, these 3 days are really powerful opportunities to step more into that place of radical radiance, self-love, self-confidence, self-approval, self-acceptance. Did I say that one? Self-acceptance. Self-respect. That's another one. So really working on seeing ourselves and respecting ourselves and loving ourselves for the light that we bring. And actually in some ways, and a lot of people have been writing about this, is that the best gift we bring to the planet is to bring our love and our light, to bring that energy, because that's what's needed. The more people we have in a place of love and recognizing their light and their that they are these bright shining lights of and radiating love and light into the world, that is what changes the old consciousness grid and helps to activate the new grid that's coming in. So then as we complete the week, Mercury's going to enter Gemini on April 30th, and it's going to travel through this sign till July 8th because of this retrograde, and Mercury will station retrograde on May 18th. So, and traveling through the sign of Gemini, Mercury actually is most resonant with Gemini. And these are the messengers, as we've talked about, the psychopomp, the one who is a guide for souls and takes people where they need to go. That's a big Gemini function as well as a Mercury function. And also the trickster, the one who can remind us not to take ourselves so seriously, to have more fun, to laugh, to play. And the more we can laugh and play, I just heard something recently that talked about if you purposely smile, you will feel happier. If you make yourself smile, even if you don't feel like smiling, it can actually activate endorphins in the brain or, you know, some chemical reaction that even though you may not feel ecstatically happy, you will feel happier. So it's a great thing to do, is to laugh and to smile and to connect and to socialize. And Mercury in Gemini is all about that. And we'll have quite a long time of getting to journey with Mercury in Gemini and deepen our creative expression and our ability to have more fun and be playful and to smile and laugh with our, you know, at ourselves and with others, and to just take that time to create those experiences where it's like making a commitment to play, to making a commitment to have fun, in addition to whatever else it is that you may be doing, but taking time to have fun. And so I hope that I will leave you with my favorite intention that I started energizing in at the new year in 2000, and that is that my intent is to have fun, fun, fun.